Yeah. Uh-huh. It's the first episode. It's the first. Might be your last.
But I'm looking for my first
episode podcast. Welcome to First Episode Podcast, a cherry-popping debrief of your next binge-worthy television series. I'm your host, Motown Maurice.
And I'm Atara G.
Today we're cherry-popping The Horror of Dolores Roach.
When Dolores Roach is released after an unjust prison sentence, she reunites with an old friend who lets her work as a masseuse. When the promise of her newfound stability is threatened, Dolores is driven to shocking extremes to survive.
Drama comedy. So Atara, this show is a bit of a hidden gem, wouldn't you say?
I would agree. I'd never even heard of it before you mentioned it.
Exactly. I haven't seen any advertisements, no commercials or anything. I discovered this show while researching First Episode Podcast. It's not a horror, as you might have that impression. At least I did when I saw the title and I headed it to our horror list. The storytelling kind of reminds me of a based off of a true story type of vibe.
Well, it's an adaptation of Sweeney Todd, which is a movie. Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street was a movie that came out many years ago starring Helena Bonham Carter and Johnny Depp, who I'm both everyone's familiar with. And the movie was based on a play, and the play was based off of real events. Long story short, this guy is convicted of a crime he didn't do. He gets out. He's only focused on, you know, exacting his revenge. He meets up with his partner in crime, who turns out to be Helena Bonham Carter, and they go off to do whatever they're going to do. I would recommend that movie because it's a good movie in and of itself. But after watching only this first episode, there's so many things in this first episode that they do to throw back to Sweeney Todd. You're not going to get the full appreciation of it if you haven't seen the movie. So it's kind of like a little bit of a prerequisite even to watching the first episode.
I have never heard of Sweeney Todd. I've never seen it. But the way you're describing it, this is a modern day adaptation of it.
It's very a modern day adaptation. First of all, they've completely changed. Like, it's the same story, the same kind of themes, but they've changed the environment's completely different where it's in Washington Heights in the midst of a gentrification, and the cast is very diverse. One of the cast members, or two of the cast members, are from Orange is the New Black. Did you ever see that?
I might have seen like the first episode. It didn't appeal to me, so I didn't catch any more.
Excellent series. One of the things I liked about that series the most is that we were seeing a lot of new faces. And it's exciting to see so many years after the series is over, I'm continuing to see these faces pop up in all these new great shows. And this is one of them where we've got two characters from that show, Uzu Aduba, which I've seen her in a lot of things since Orange is the New Black, and she hasn't been typecast, loving that. And then Jessica Pimentel, also seen her in quite a few things since Orange is the New Black, and not, you know, a typecast roles. So I think this show is exciting for a lot more reasons other than just the storytelling.
Yes, there is a lot of excitement to it. What drives my interest in this show is just the survival stories. And you've mentioned some of them already, like surviving as a woman with a crazy boyfriend, surviving as a woman in prison, surviving in a gentrified neighborhood. And it's really cool. I've seen a lot of shows where the main character is a male and he spent some time in prison. So this is a cool perspective for me to see. And it's fun. The main character is very fun to watch. Justina Mercado, she plays Dolores Roach. I love the expressions on her face as she goes through these horrors.
What I like about her is that she... as a character, she owns it. She clearly did some devious stuff, but she's like, this is what I did and this is why I did it. And I'm going to tell it all to you, you know? So I like that she's owning whatever that she did, but she's also letting us know that In some instances, she may not have had any option.
Survival is a big theme of this show. Yeah.
I don't think survival excuses the things that people do, but it explains it.
And motivates them sometimes.
And motivates them, yeah. Because, you know, you've got, you have an excuse and then you have reasons. And I think here we're getting to see the reasons behind her actions. Not that the reason excuses her behavior, but when you can kind of understand why someone is pushed to do what they did when you understand the reason.
So as we wrap up this debrief, what's your entertainment potential of this show?
This is definitely a show I would binge. I ended the first episode ready to watch the next
one.
You
sure were ready?
Yeah, I was ready. And it's a show I would sit and watch and pay attention to. I won't be multitasking during this show. There's just so much texture, especially in this setting. You know, when I watch a show, I like to see what's happening in the forefront as well as the background, because what's happening in the background tells so much of the story. People miss it, you know, and I think this is the kind of show that has a lot built into the background, has a lot of texture. So definitely something I'd binge watch. And I know I'm going to binge watch it fast. I'm already looking for season two.
I really hope there's a season two.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're doing a good job promoting it. Entertainment value for me, it's good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. I'll give it, based off of the first episode, yeah, I'm curious about the second episode. Will I finish? That's to be determined. If it keeps getting better and better, it will motivate me to continue watching more. So with that being said, in terms of cherries, I'm giving it 4 cherries. I think it's good. It's good. I'm not that hard. I'm just, you know, I'm getting to know my cherry system. For me, it's 4 cherries. When I am really enthralled with a show, I become obsessed. I'm not obsessed with this show, but I do like it.
I don't become obsessed over any show, but maybe that's because I binge watch and then get
that's
out of
obsession.
My
if you're binge watching a show, you're obsessed
okay,
with it.
Okay. And then the other thing is maybe I'm too liberal with my cherries, because I really could see this as a 5 based on the first episode. Again, this is based on the first episode. I'm giving it 5 cherries.
Yeah, 5 cherries is very fair. I won't give it 4.5, but it's close to a 4.5 cherries for me. I'm going to stick with my 4 as I get
you're
to know my...
You're sticking with your 4 because you're not obsessed.
Because I'm not obsessed. That's the only reason.
Just looking ahead at the cast that we're going to see, it's exciting because there's some interesting characters on this show that I've seen in other shows, of course, obviously. And I'm curious as to what role they play in this. You know, I mean, the cast really is like New York City, a mashup and a little bit of everybody.
Yeah, yeah. It's well done. Well done. And it definitely needs a larger audience if the audience has not found it already. The Horror of Dolores Roach. It released on July 7th, 2023. There is 1 season available and 8 episodes. Each episode runs approximately 30 minutes, and it's available on Amazon Prime Video with an IMDb rating of 7.1. Those are our thoughts on The Horror of Dolores Roach.
Thank you for trusting us.
We are honored to be your first.
For information about this podcast and more, please visit motelmaurice.com.